Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today Maseches Menachos, Daf Samech Dal, the sixth parak, Rabbi Shmuel. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rava said that if one shechted a kachusha, a lean animal, for a chatos sibur on Shabbos, it's still permitted to shecht the shmena, a fat animal, the preferable carbon. Ravina asked Ravashi, what if they discovered the first animal was internally kachusha after the second shechita? Do we follow his intent? But and the man intended a transgression since he didn't know the first animal was kachusha, or do we follow his actions, which emerged to have been correct? Ravashi replied, if one heard a child was drowning at sea and he spread his net to catch fish, then if he caught only fish, he's chayev. However, if he brought up both fish and the child, Rava says he's chayev for his forbidden intent. Well, Rava says he's pater. Rabbi holds that since he heard about the drowning child, Amrin Nami Daita Atinuk, we say his intent was also about saving the child. But if he had not heard about the child, paralleling our case of the second Shechita, Rabbi would agree he's Chayev. In another version, Ravashi compares this Malchokas to our case and says Rabbi exempts even one who was unaware, of the drowning child. Point number two, Rava asks, if a sick person was assessed as requiring two dried figs on Shabbos for his survival, and there are two figs attached to the tree by two separate stems, requiring two acts of cutting, and there are three figs attached by one stem, which do we bring? Shtaim matin dechazule? Do we say the two figs because they're both fit for him and no superfluous figs are detached? Or perhaps we bring the three figs because we thereby reduce the acts of harvesting since they only require a single act of detaching. The Gemara replies that it's obvious that we bring the three figs because the reason that Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah required harvesting less barley for the Omer on Shabbos is only to keep a ma'at bechila kamat katsira, because by reducing the consumption, the amount of barley used for the Omer, it also reduces the total acts of harvesting. But here, that by reducing consumption, which is the number of figs obtained, it increases the acts of harvesting, we should certainly bring the three figs, which only require one act of cutting. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Mitzvah Omer Lahavi Mina Karov. The mitzvah of Omer is to bring the barley from the closest place to Yerushalayim. If nearby barley had not yet ripened, it can be brought from anywhere. The Omer was once brought from Gagos Tzrifim, and the wheat for the Shtei Lechem was once brought from the valley of Ein Socher, both a great distance from Yerushalayim. There are two reasons for bringing the closest barley. It better fulfills the Pasuk's directive to bring Carmel, plump kernels, which is darshan as Rach V'mal, soft and crushable, which is less likely if brought from a distance, and because Ein Mavir in all mitzvos, we do not pass over opportunities to fulfill mitzvos, and we should use the first barley encountered. The incident of the Omer being brought from Gagos Tzrifim occurred when the Hashmonite kings besieged each other and the surrounding crops were destroyed, and the famous story of the Chazar sent up the wall in place of the Tamid is presented. They did not know where to obtain barley until a mute man put one hand on a roof, which is a gag, and another on a hut, Tzarif. Mordechai realized he refers to a place called Gagos Tzrifim or Tzrifim Gagos. Several other stories of Mordechai's interpretations are related. So once again, the three points are, number one, Rava said that if one shechted a kachusha, a lean animal for a chatos tzibur on Shabbos, it's still permitted to shecht a shmena, a fat animal, the preferable carbon. Ravina asked Ravashi, what if they discovered the first animal was internally kachusha after the second shechita? Basim machashavto azwinan, do we follow his intent? But gavruli surah kamechavin, and the man intended a transgression since he didn't know the first animal was kachusha, or do we follow his actions, which emerged to have been correct? Ravashi replied, if one heard a child was drowning at sea and he spread his net to catch fish, then if he caught only fish, he's chayev. However, if he brought up both fish and the child, Rava says he's chayev for his forbidden intent. Well, Rava says he's pater. Rabbi holds that since he heard about the drowning child, Amrin Nami Daita Atinuk, we say his intent was also about saving the child. But if he had not heard about the child, paralleling our case of the second Shechita, Rabbi would agree he's Chayev. In another version, Ravashi compares this Malchokas to our case and says Rabbi exempts even one who was unaware, of the drowning child. Point number two, Rava asks, if a sick person was assessed as requiring two dried figs on Shabbos for his survival, and there are two figs attached to the tree by two separate stems, requiring two acts of cutting, and there are three figs attached by one stem, which do we bring? Shtaim matin dechazule? Do we say the two figs because they're both fit for him and no superfluous figs are detached? Or perhaps we bring the three figs because we thereby reduce the acts of harvesting, since they only require a single act of detaching. The Gemara replies that it's obvious that we bring the three figs because the reason that Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah required harvesting less barley for the Omer on Shabbos is only to keep a ma'at bechila kamat katsira, because by reducing the consumption, the amount of barley used for the Omer, it also reduces the total acts of harvesting. But here, that by reducing consumption, which is the number of figs obtained, it increases the acts of harvesting, we should certainly bring the three figs, which only require one act of cutting. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Mitzvah ha'omer l'havi mina karov. The mitzvah of Omer is to bring the barley from the closest place to Yerushalayim. If nearby barley had not yet ripened, it can be brought from anywhere. The Omer was once brought from Gagos Tzrifim, and the wheat for the Shtei Lechem was once brought from the valley of Ein Socher, both a great distance from Yerushalayim. There are two reasons for bringing the closest barley. It better fulfills the pasuk's directive to bring karmel, plump kernels, which is darshaned as rach v'mal, soft and crushable, which is less likely if brought from a distance, and because ein mavir in all mitzvos, we do not pass over opportunities to fulfill mitzvos, and we should use the first barley encountered. The incident of the Omer being brought from Gagos Tzrifim occurred when the Hashmonai kings besieged each other and the surrounding crops were destroyed, and the famous story of the Chazar sent up the wall in place of the Tamid is presented. They did not know where to obtain barley until a mute man put one hand on a roof, which is a gag, and another on a hut, Tzarif. Mordechai realized he refers to a place called Gagos Tzrifim or Tzrifim Gagos. Several other stories of Mordechai's interpretations are related. All right, so now we get our siman daf samach dalet, and our standard siman is related to sod, secret, and we use a secret agent for the siman, a secret agent. So here goes. The secret agent outdid himself one Shabbos when, after informing a fisherman that his child was drowning, who then saved him while catching fish and was pater, and decisively slicing a branch with three figs for the chola, who needed two, he decoded the secret message from a mute, identifying the spot to cut the omer that year is Gagos Tzrifim. Once again, slow motion. The secret agent, that must be more in daf samach dalad, sod. The secret agent outdid himself one Shabbos when, after informing a fisherman that his child was drowning, who then saved him while catching fish, and was pater, which reminds us, Rav Ashi taught if one heard a child was drowning at sea, and he spread his net to catch fish, then if he caught only fish, he's chayiv. However, if he brought up both the fish and the child, Rava says he's chayiv for his forbidden intent, while Rava says he's pater. Rabbi holds that since he heard about the drowning child, we say his machshava was also about saving the child, but if he had not heard about the child, Rabbi would agree he's chayev. So the secret agent outdid himself one Shabbos when, after informing a fisherman that his child was drowning, he then saved him while catching his fish and was pater, and decisively slicing a branch with three figs for the chol who needed two, which reminds us, Rabbi asked, if a sick person was assessed as requiring two dried figs on Shabbos for his survival, and there are two figs attached to the tree by two separate stems, requiring two acts of cutting, and there are three figs attached by one stem, which do we bring? Do we bring the two figs because they're both fit for him and no superfluous figs are detached? Or perhaps we bring the three figs because we thereby reduce the acts of harvesting, since they require only a single act of detaching. So the secret agent outdid himself one Shabbos when, after informing a fisherman that his child was drowning, who then saved him while catching fish and was pater, and decisively slicing a branch with three figs for the chola, who needed two, he decoded the secret message from a mute, identifying the spot to cut the omer that year is Gagos Tzrifim, which reminds us, Gemara discusses bringing the omer from nearby grain, and the incident of the omer being brought from Gagos Tzrifim, which occurred when the Hashmonaim kings besieged each other and the surrounding crops were destroyed. They didn't know where to obtain barley until a mute man put one hand on a roof, a gag, and another on a hut, Tzrif. Mordechai realized he referred to a place called Gagos Tzrifim or Tzrifim Gagos. So once again, the secret agent outdid himself one Shabbos when, after informing a fisherman that his child was drowning, who then saved him while catching fish and was pater, and decisively slicing a branch with three figs for the chola, who needed two, he decoded the secret message from a mute, identifying the spot to cut the omer that year is Gagos Tzrifim. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach hazara. Daf Samach. So the siman Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. The Kohanim bringing a Minchas Kohen and Minchas Kohen Mashiach who walked along the path, a smiley face sticker, smiley face stickers, that must be on Daf Samach. The Kohanim bring a Minchas Kohen and Minchas Kohen Mashiach, who walked along the path of his smiley face stickers with their Minchas that required Hagasha, but not Tanufa, which reminds us, the Mishnah lists all the offerings which require Hagasha, but not Tanufa, which are 10 types of Menachos, the same as the 10 listed on the previous daf, except that the last Mincha is a Minchas Chota instead of the Minchas HaOmer. Rav Shimon disputes two of the Menachos listed by the Tanakhama, arguing that a Minchas Kohanim and a Minchas Kohen Mashiach do not require Hagasha, because those Menachos do not require any Kemitzah, since they are entirely burned on the Mizbeach. B'kosha ein behen Kemitzah, ein behen Hagasha. And any Menachos which do not require Kemitzah do not require bringing near. So the Kohanim bringing a Minchas Kohen and Minchas Kohen Mashiach, who walked along the path of smiley face stickers with their Minchas that required Hagasha, but not Tanufa, were followed by a Kohen with a smiley face sticker bringing a Minchas Omer, which required Hagasha based on its Hadashava between a Minchas Chota and Minchas Sota, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon argues that a Minchas Omer cannot be derived from its Hadashava between a Minchas Chota and Minchas Sota, Shekem Mitzuyim, because they're frequent, since they can be brought as often as necessary, even 100 times a year, whereas the Minchas HaOmer is only once a year. Rav Yehuda responded, Adar Rabba, Hamatzuya Tvei. On the contrary, a Minchas HaOmer is more frequent. At times, those Menachos referring to the Minchas Chota, Minchas Sota, are not brought at all. So, the Kohanim bring a Minchas Kohen of Minchas Kohen Mashiach, who walked along the path of smiley face stickers with their Minchas that required Hagasha, but not Tanufa, were followed by a Kohen with a smiley face sticker bringing the Minchas HaOmer, which required Hagasha based on its Hadashava between Minchas Chota and Minchas Sota, who turned away a Kohen who attempted to bring a Minchas Nadava from barley, which reminds us, a Minchas Nadava cannot be brought from barley. Daf Samech Aleph, so the Simur Daf Samech Aleph is a saw. So here goes. While the man put down the saw he used to cut off the chaz of a shulk from a shlamim in order to pick them up and do tanufa, and another man who used the saw to cut reeds to make a basket for bikurim put his down in order to do tanufa together with a kohen, a goy was told by the kohen that even if he would wave his saw at them all day long, they still can't allow him to do tanufa, and the kohen will do it alone. Once again, slow motion. While the man put down the saw, that must be on daf Samech Aleph. While the man put down the saw he used to cut off the chaz of a shuk from a shlamim in order to pick them up and do tanufa, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists the offerings which require tanufa but not hagasha, the log shemen of a matzora and his asham, bikurim according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the emurim and chaz of a shuk of a private shlamim, and the shtei alechem of the shnei kvasim of Shavuos. So, while the man put down the saw he used to cut off the chaz of a shulk from a shlamim in order to pick them up and do tanufa, and another man who used the saw to cut reeds to make a basket for bikurim put his down in order to do tanufa together with the kohen, which reminds us, the Mishnah stated that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that bikurim require tanufa. He derives this from the pasuk v'lakach ha'kohen hatanim yadecho, and the kohen shall take the basket of bikurim from your hand, and darshan the gezer shava yad yad from shlamim to require tanufa by bikurim. The Bryce explains how the Kohen and the owner wave it together. The Kohen places his hands under the owner's hands and waves it together with him. So while the man put down the saw he used to cut off the chaz of a shuk from a shlamim in order to pick them up and do tanufa, and another man who used the saw to cut reeds to make a basket for bikurim put his down in order to do tanufa together with the kohen, a goy was told by the kohen that even if he would wave his saw at them all day long, they still can't allow him to do tanufa, and the kohen will do it alone, which reminds us, we learned that tanufa of karbanos of idolaters and women is performed alone by the kohen. Daf Samech Beis, so the Simur Daf Samech Beis is a submarine. So here goes. The submarine captain, submarine? That must be more on Daf Samech Beis. The submarine captain searching for Tanufa Island, who had a crew member practice Tanufa of the Kivsei Atzeres and Shtei Alechem by having the loaves on top of the Kvasim, which reminds us, a Braisa discussing the Tanufa of the Shtei Alechem and the Kivsei Atzeres notes that the Pasuk says, Veheni Fakon Osam Alechem HaBikurim, and the Kohen shall wave them, the lambs, upon the first offering breads, implying the Kvasim are on top, but then it says, Al Shnei Kvasim, upon the two lambs, implying the lambs are underneath. Since the correct procedure cannot be determined from the pasuk, we reason, Mametzin b'komakam lechem lamala, just as we find every other place that the bread is on top, here too, the bread is on top. Rav Papa explains that we find the bread was placed on top, b'miluim, during the Mishkan's inauguration. Three more opinions are cited. So the submarine captain searching for Tanufa Island, who had a crew member practice Tanufa of the Kivsei Atzeres and Shtei Alechem by having the loaves on top of the Kvasim, while he practiced the different directions of Tanufa using the periscope, which reminds us, Gemara discusses the symbolism of Tanufa in all directions. So the submarine captain searching for Tanufa Island, who had a crew member practice Tanufa of the Kivsei Atzeres and Shtei Alechem by having the loaves on top of the kvasim, while he practiced the different directions of Tanufa using the periscope, was shocked when he spotted a kohen on the island doing a second Tanufa after the Shechita using just the Chaz of Ashok, which reminds us, Rebbe says, that the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, the communal Shlamim offerings, meaning the Kivsei Atzeres, require a second waving after Shechita, Utunufasan Kamoshehen, and the waving is done as they are, meaning the entire lambs are waved whole. But the Chachamim say, B'chaz of Ashok, the waving is only done with the breast and thigh portions. This Malchokas is explained in three ways. Daf Samach Gimel. So the Simur Daf Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The Mincha delivery man on a segue. Segue? That must be more on Daf Samach Gimel. The Mincha delivery man on a segue who messed up an order and brought a Minchas Marcheshes instead of a Minchas Machvas, which reminds us, the Gemara gives over the differences between a Minchas Machvas and a Minchas Marcheshes. A Minchas Marcheshes has a cover and it's deep, whereas a Minchas Machvas is on a griddle without a cover. So the Mincha delivery man on a segue who messed up an order and brought a Minchas Marcheshes instead of a Minchas Machvas, while his partner messed up his order for a Mafetanur by delivering half his loaves and half his wafers, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas, if a Minchas Mafet can be brought as half challos and half rekiking. So the Mincha delivery man on a segue who messed up an order and brought a Minchas Marcheshes instead of a Minchas Machvas, while his partner messed up his order for a Mafetanur by delivering half his loaves and half his wafers, had three workers ready to cut the three saw for the Omer using three baskets and three sickles, whether it was a Shabbos or a weekday, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses harvesting for the Omer on Shabbos versus a weekday. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim says that on Shabbos, it was cut by one person with one sickle and put into one basket to minimize malacha. But during the week, it was cut by three people and put into three baskets using three sickles. The Chachamim say it was always cut in the second manner. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we learn that Tanufa of Korbanos of idolaters and women is performed alone by the Kohen? That's on Duff. Samachalov. Good. Number two. Which stuff do we have in Malkos regarding how many Malkos one gets for offering up a mixture of Sor and Dvash onto the Mizbeach? That's on Daf. Nunches. Good. Number three. Which stuff to discuss which is preferred when cutting figs for a Chola who only needs two figs, whether we detach two figs on two stems versus three figs on one stem? That's on Daf. Samach Dalet. Good. Number four. Which stuff brings the opinion that Bikurim require Tanufa? That's on Daf. Samachol. Good. Number five. Which stuff to discuss the mice of which stuff to discuss the case of one who catches fish and thereby saves a drowning child? And the question whether they go after Machshavo or after Maisa? That's on Daf. Samach Dalad. Good. Number six. Which stuff discusses which menachos require shemen and lavona, which require just shemen or lavona, and which require neither? That's on Daf. Nuntes. Good. Number seven. Which stuff do you discuss if there's liability for offering up basar chata za'of on the mizbeach, which is not typically burned on the mizbeach? That's on Daf. Nunches. Good. Number eight. Which stuff brings the Malchokas how the post-Shechita Tanufa of the Kivsei Atzeres and Shtei Alechem is performed? That's on Daf. Samach Beis. Good. Number nine. Which stuff to discuss bring the Omer from nearby grain and the mice where it was once brought from Gagos Tzrifim? That's on Daf. Samach Dalet. Great. And number ten. Which stuff do Malchokas if Ein Haktara Pachos Makazayas? That's on Daf. Nunches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.